And I was like, now I have to deal with this person in front of me, and I can't just click the screen off and get rid of her.
The only good thing is that if you're annoying me, I can just punch you now. Not that I would, but I would have the option.
I thought we weren't touching people.
I will cut that out too. And welcome back to Puffcast, your Harry Potter happy place. This is episode 61 on September 7th, 2022. We are back from our summer break, and I am Melanie.
Yes, and I'm Juliana. And today we are talking about something that happened over our summer break, our little European Harry Potter escapade that we went on to Finland and to London. So welcome, listeners, to a fun little getaway trip in your ears.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why that sounded so strange to me for a moment, but yeah, that's...
It sounds like there's going to be a little beach, like, in your ear canal. Like, there's just, like, swishing around me, like, whoosh, with the little guy who's on a chair, and he's like, oh, look, a wave.
Yes. While you're listening to this episode, imagine yourself being on the beach with a cocktail in your hand or any other choice of drink.
Yeah. We only went to one beach, and it was not for, like, a long extended period of time throughout this whole trip. But we do have some news. Do-do-do-do-do-do! News! Didn't that feel good, Mel?
That was so fast. Wow.
I was just so excited to get back into the news, because I haven't done the news in such a long time.
Yeah. It was surprising, though. Okay.
Welcome to the news.
Let's start.
Yeah. The news today. So, listeners, we have two bigger things on our docket today for the news that I feel like Mel and I both have some feelings that we'd like to discuss. And if you have seen the Instagram Live that I did recently, our friend Kelly and I talked about these two topics as well. So we'll get Mel's hot takes about these two wonderful things. So the first thing is that as of this release, the Hogwarts Legacy game is now on pre-order, and you can go purchase the pre-order bundles. There are a few of them. This release has been tumultuous at best, from what I've gathered from people. But essentially, what you can do now is pre-order one of three editions of the game. The first one being the regular one, which is just the game. It's like $50 to $60. And then for $70 to $80, depending on the platform, you can get the deluxe edition, which gives you the exclusive Thestral mount, some magical robes, 72 hours of early access into the game. Ooh, so you get like this exclusive dark arts package that's digital only in the game. And I believe the 72-hour early access also comes with the regular pre-order too. So quote me if I'm wrong. And then there's the collector's edition, which for just like a peachy $300, you can get with this giant book with a wand that hovers above it, the actual container that has a metal casing for the game, and also all the other things mentioned above. Only just a mere $300 for these items. I personally have not pre-ordered any of these items yet, just because, one, I don't have any money right now, and two, I'm not really into the dark arts package that they have. Three, I think they're going to come out with more package deals and more, like, incentives for people to pre-order. Apparently, within the first hours of the release of the game pre-order, it wasn't even up for pre-order on most platforms because there was some technical difficulties with the websites. And also, the collector's edition is fully sold out.
Before we move on, I also haven't, like, pre-ordered it yet, because just like Juliana, I have just spent way too much money in London, but we get back to that later. I can easily wait for the regular edition as soon as it comes out. So for me, it's none of these packages really feel like, yeah, I desperately need it and have to buy it right now.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. It doesn't come out until February. Again, there's plenty of time between now and then for them to come out with, like, other incentives for people, or maybe revise the exclusive edition, because I think, from what I gathered, the exclusive edition, collector's edition, was only available on certain websites for purchase. I think it was, like, GameStop and maybe Best Buy, but the other websites weren't even holding it. And also, we know that, like, Target and Amazon and all these other places love to do their own version of special edition things. Like mm-hmm. we saw with the Secrets of Dumbledore and everything else that's ever come out, every Funko Pop that's ever happened, they've done like a Target exclusive or like an Amazon exclusive, whatever. So I have a feeling we're going to get a few little versions of that where it's going to be like, if you purchase it through Amazon, you get the Christmas Thestral. It's like, oh, I'd rather have the Christmas Thestral than the evil Thestral mount. So it's just, I'd say stay tuned, listeners.
I also saw some people complain about, first of all, that the websites didn't really work.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
I guess it was just overloaded with people suddenly. Mm-hmm. But also, there was something about delivery that wouldn't even add up to being able to play it 72 hours before.
Yeah. If you ordered the collector's edition, what essentially you get as the game case, but inside is the code for you to access the game. But the game case itself actually isn't shipping till 3 days after the game goes out. So you would technically get your code. But I mean, it's an easy fix for them, though. They can just be like, oh yeah, we'll email you the code like 3 days ahead of time, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it was something that they didn't really think through. It's like, if you're giving out the code and then you're mailing it, you can't do that and get 72-hour access at the same time. So
yeah, that makes sense now. Yeah. But yeah. What else exciting has been happening in the news?
We got the most cryptic announcement in the entire world.
Okay.
There's literally no information. That video literally says, like, something is coming. Like, that's literally what the video says. But we did gather some other information, which I will share with you, Mel.
Okay.
So the thing that's coming out is the Wizarding World Digital, which is the same thing that has hosted Wizarding World Gold, is announcing a Harry Potter magic caster wand. Ooh. This announcement came out on August 16th and said that there's some kind of new experience that will bring spells to life in a new way. And that's, like, literally all they told us. But we did actually glean some information because one of our friends, Kelly, sent me some pictures of what the wands are going to look like and also the price points. We still have no idea what these wands are going to do. There's pretty much one for each house. They're labeled like loyal and brave. And each of them is about $150 USD, which is ridiculous if you ask me. And
what?
My kind of, yeah. Apparently, the experience may require a compatible mobile device as well, too. So we're thinking it has some kind of, like, VR kind of interactive thing on your phone. Absolutely bananas crazy.
Okay. So this must be very special then if it's that expensive. For me, literally, it said that it's not available in my country, so I have no idea what it is even is about. But I saw that you made a note here in our show doc. Mm-hmm. That this might give us a conclusion also to where it's going to be published first. Apparently not in Finland, and I'm not surprised. In the US, I guess, people were able to watch this video.
Yeah. One of the theories that I've gleaned from talking to other people is that Wizarding World Gold ends the beginning of October, and this may or may not be something that Wizarding World Digital announces that is kind of taking over for Wizarding World Gold, because they'll be out of luck when it comes to things for themselves, but we'll see. It's really this could be anything. This could literally be anything.
Whatever it is, hopefully is running better than the Wizarding Gold, because that was not accessible to everyone either and just didn't really make much sense. If there is some interactive wand casting spell thingies happening with this thing, that would be
not in Finland.
Probably fun, but I guess I'll watch you guys have fun with whatever it is.
Yeah.
These news are depressing on all ends.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got for news. But we do have some new patrons that we'd like to announce. Who are our new patrons, Mel?
Yes, so some happy news here for us. We have new patrons, and that are Kayla, Annika, and Jenna. I hope I pronounced everyone's name properly. Thank you so much for supporting us. We are so happy to see you. Just to give you a quick update as well, we have been talking about this for a very long time, but now it is actually happening. Our Puffcast Discord is finally online. So if you are a Patreon, it's currently only available to you. I'm not sure, I haven't talked with Juliana yet, what we are going to do, if we are going to section off certain things for only our patrons so it stays exclusive for them, so they can tell us what they have in mind, ideas for topics and that kind of stuff. You know, we want to hear your feedback and include you even more in our episodes, or if there will be also possibly a couple sections that are available for everyone who else is listening to us and would like to join the Discord and have some fun with us. But yeah, that has started. It's brand new. Please be patient with us because we are not experts with this. I haven't used Discord that much that I don't know all the tricks yet. Juliana, I think, is not much more experienced than me with that. She's shaking her head.
Yeah. I would say that if you're a patron specifically and you want to be a mod, let us know. If you love Discord, or if you're someone who is just a very avid listener, reach out to Mel and I if Discord is like your jam and your thing and you would like to participate in that.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Then, Juliana, we also, just in time, actually got a new review, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, which all of you guys, if you haven't done it yet, please go over there and do so. One of our newest Wantmaker friends, Eric Manweiler, again, I hope I'm saying that correctly.
No idea.
has left us a 5-star review. He writes, fun, funny, magical, interesting, friendly. Badgers! I started listening to Puffcast because they were interviewing a Wantmaker friend of mine. Then I realized how many of my Wantmaker friends they support. Then I realized how entertaining this show is. Yes, I am a Hufflepuff, but any Harry Potter fan will have a great time listening to Mel and Juliana. It really feels like having a good time hanging out with friends.
Aw, that's so nice. Thank you, Eric.
Yes, thank you. And it's so nice that you found your way to us and you're enjoying it so much. So, welcome. Yeah.
And go check out Eric's wands over on Instagram.
Yes.
I think it's at Eric Manweiler, but he has some nice wands that he's been making.
Hello, Editing Mel here. So since the recording, Eric has actually changed his name on Instagram, so you can now find him at WoodThrushWands. I will leave a note of that in the info box of this episode.
But speaking of wands, Mel, you have someone else you'd like to shout out too.
Yes, I would really love to shout out, first of all, you partially as well, because you worked with someone on something special, and that is our friend from Snivellus Wands. And I have gotten a surprise owl package with a beautiful wand that was handmade by him, and he does such great work. And you guys have kind of chatted about it. Do you want to tell us for a moment what you have done there?
Yeah, so he reached out to me, and we were talking about how much I love his wands, because I have been very avidly trying to like promote a lot of the wand makers. So people, stay tuned for our podcast to be also featuring some other small creators and wand makers, probably a little bit later in this episode. I was just talking with him, and he was like, I love that you have my wand and everything. And I was like, I was thinking about making Mel a wand. I was like, oh, that's such a great idea. And so we pretty much conceptualized a wand together. And then he was like, oh, I gave you a little mini wand and I still have some of the wood left. Do you think she would want like a little wand that's exactly the same? And then he and I went back and forth with ideas, and he was just bouncing off design ideas with me and things like that. And we made sure that it was very Mel. He sent me the pictures and he was like, is this good? And I was like, yep, that sounds good. And so we sent it off and called it a day.
So I had no idea that was happening. I was just suddenly getting a notification that the package had arrived. And I was like, I have no idea who's sending me something. And then I got a message from him. You got some owl posts. And I was like, oh my God, you have sent me something. Which was so amazing. Yes, so I got a really beautiful handmade wand by him that is very much Mel. I appreciate it so much. It's so beautiful. I will still take proper pictures and post it and share it with everyone.
Yeah.
In addition, I got the small wand as well that Juliana has gotten from him previously, from the same wood piece, and really cute little note with it. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it very much, and Juliana does too. So go check out Snivellus Wands at snivellus_wands on Instagram, or Snivellus Wands on his Etsy shop, and check out what other wands he has. He does some beautiful work. And as Juliana already said, we are going to feature a couple more of our wand maker friends. You know how crazy we are about wands. We love it, and we just want to support all of you guys who are putting such beautiful art out there for everyone. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, and I just created my own hashtag over on Instagram. It's back to wand warts. So if people want more wands to...
Wand warts.
And I invited some of the wand makers to like send me some of their stuff. If you're really looking to go back to wand warts, go and check out that hashtag.
That is so silly. I love it.
It's so dumb and it's so fun.
Oh, that's great.
Salutations. I'm Jenna Greenwood, the artist and magical creature relocation specialist behind The Hidden Folk, where I create art dolls inspired by fantasy creatures from movies, TV, video games, and my own imagination. If you always wanted a pick-me-puff to sit on your shoulder just like Ginny Weasley, you've come to the right place. I craft a more immersive experience for my clients that are willing to play along, by inviting them to leave the dreary everyday world and imagining, for a moment, they have stepped through the doorway of a strange little storefront where fantastical creatures are waiting to find their forever homes. You can find my adoption center at www.thehiddenfolk.com, and you can find me on Instagram at the Hidden Folk Studio for creature updates and silly shenanigans. I hope to see you soon.
Okay.
All right.
So let's get into our main discussion. Yay!
Yay!
So our main discussion this week, listeners, is going to be my trip to Europe, aka my trip to Finland, and then Mel and I's joint trip to London together, what we did, and also a little spot of us together in the same spot that we recorded while I was in Finland. So I think that's probably what we're going to put right here. So enjoy us chatting together in the same room and little doggies running around behind us.
Let's test this. Hello.
Hello, it's Juliana and Melanie here reporting live from Finland. Welcome to Puffcast, the original and best Puff podcast, because no one else has rivaled us yet and they won't.
This is supposed to be a test.
He he he.
And not already the start of the recording. All right, here we are.
You do the intro.
I do?
Yeah.
Hello.
I ask this every time.
This is us.
This is
we
me.
We are recording.
No.
Is this not a good start? Hello, welcome.
Do you want to do the intro?
This is Puffcast. You're talking while I'm doing the intro.
You get to hear me do it in person
now. This is why we don't record together in one room and you live far away from me.
This is exactly the reason why I live so far away.
Yeah, exactly. You're interrupting me even more. This is a great start.
This is a good start.
Yeah. So
it's good.
For anyone wondering why this recording sounds weird, Juliana and me are actually in the same room.
I know. We're touching. I'm touching Mel. Hello, Mel.
This is a little bit weird.
I'm touching her. Yeah. Just on her arms.
It's okay, you can let me go.
I love you, Mel.
Okay.
Love you back.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so what are we talking about?
Well, I guess we're just talking about us being together for the first time. And also the discovery that we made at Moomin World, because that
yes.
was a big discovery.
Oh, we have. We have actually discovered something really cool. In case you hear anything in the background, there is some dogs playing. So I'm not sure how much I can edit out of that, but it's fine.
They're cute.
Yeah.
We like them.
This is a special recording, so.
We already established that.
We have lots of sound effects with this one.
Bing, bang, boom, 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 boom. Like that?
Yeah, kind of. Okay, we are boring people to death already after 2 minutes of recording, so maybe we should talk a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, well, I guess the shorthand version, which is never a shorthand when it comes to me because I don't know how to do that, is that I'm here with Mel in Finland visiting her, and I came all the way from the United States, spent way too much time in a plane, but it's been well worth it, and we've got to spend a lot of time together and meet for the first time in person.
Yeah, it was actually the first, like, let's say 10, 20 minutes or so, really weird.
Yeah.
To look at you. It sounds weird.
Yeah, same.
To say that, but it's just.
Because
well,
there's just
real...
different things that translate over video different than they do in person, just like proportion wise as of people's
yeah.
bodies, I think.
Now I'm used to you.
I'm used to you too.
Also, your voice. It's a little bit different than I hear it through the computer.
Well, right now it's scratchy. My sinuses were like acting up a little bit last night. So it's all these time changes and temperature differences and humidity differences and climate differences.
But honestly, it was a bit weird to have you suddenly standing in front of me and you are actually there and I don't see you on the screen, but your real face. So what have we been doing so far?
Well, so far we met and then we cried. So
and
that
we
was
cried
good.
Some more.
Yeah, that was good.
And we looked at each other and thought that, wow, this is weird.
Mel is taller than I expected.
Yes, I am taller than Juliana.
It's funny because someone else commented on one of my Instagram pictures the other day and was like, Mel looks makes you look short. I was like...
Yes!
I was like, she tried to prepare me for that mentally by telling me her height over and over and over again, but...
That's not true. Juliana just keeps saying that I am expecting you to be
shorter
than
me. I was expecting you to be shorter than me, even though you told me that you were taller than me. My brain still was not, like, clocking it and, like, really fully digesting it until we met in person.
But it's not that much of a difference anyway.
No, but it still is for me, my brain.
Still, I could still spit over your head.
You could spit over my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a solid, like, 2-ish inches taller than I am.
I don't know how much that is in centimeters, but
no
that's
idea.
Fine. We met at the airport. We had some food. We traveled to Turku. We were all very tired and we all went to bed.
Yes.
Some of my other friends were here as well that you have met. You have met a lot of my friends now, which is nice.
Yeah.
We had a nice garden party with lots of food.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a great experience in my friend's garden. We have harvested our very own potatoes.
We did harvest potatoes.
Then we washed those potatoes in special ways.
Yes, yes. I got to wash the potatoes and I got to wash it with this very fancy mechanical device that was a combination of a power drill and a toilet brush.
I felt very official. This is how the farmers do it in Finland.
It was funny because as soon as they brought out that toilet brush
machinery,
everyone looked at me and knew that it was my job to do that.
Let the crazy American use the crazy tool.
They were like, Juliana, don't you want to do that? I was like, actually, yes, I would like to use the crazy toilet brush to peel and clean these potatoes. And it worked.
Yeah, it was fine. And then we chopped them up and cooked them and ate them.
Yeah, proper potato farmers.
Yes.
We are now.
From beginning to end.
Yeah.
All of it.
All of it.
That was amazing. I felt like a kid at Christmas picking those potatoes out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. They were all saying we had such good teamwork going on, you and I.
Yeah.
At being potato farmers.
Yes.
Maybe we take that up as our full-time job and quit podcasting.
I would love that.
Okay, cool. Yes, so listeners, this is our last episode. We will be doing exclusively potato farming after this.
Amazing.
Yeah, maybe ASMR potato farming.
Sorry guys. You can come over to Finland and enjoy our great potatoes that we are creating.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the cleaning. You will never have anywhere, you will not find anywhere better cleaned potatoes.
Never.
Than the ones from Juliana.
Yeah, I did a very good job.
Yes, it was amazing. We also had a great trip on the weekend.
Yes.
To the Moomin World.
Yeah.
Which Juliana had a list of things that are very Finnish, in her opinion, that she wanted to do. And I put that item on the list because the Moomins are Finnish.
Yeah, they are.
They are very cute.
Very popular here.
We went to the Moomin Valley and did a lot of nice things. There was a labyrinth. We had discovered a witch house.
I got to meet the witch.
She got to meet the witch. There is some footage of that as well.
Yeah, it was very fun because she accepted me like right away into being a witch as I told her I was a witch.
Yes. In fact, Juliana said, I am a Harry Potter witch.
Yeah, I couldn't think of another. She said she had never heard of that type of witch, but she still was willing to accept me as a witch.
She had a very admirable collection of brooms.
Yeah, we loved her broom collection and her collection of potions that she had on her wall.
Those brooms all had a specific purpose. There was a celebration broom, one for like
long distance flight.
There were some more different ones.
Yeah, a bunch of other ones. There was like five on that wall.
Yeah, they all looked very nice. And then while we were admiring the potions in a shelf, we discovered there was a hidden path that little kids were climbing in and out of. And we thought, you know what? We're gonna put our big butts through that tiny hole too and see what's behind there. And there we discovered
the witch's hut, which also just so happens to be what, Mel?
The Hufflepuff common room.
Yeah.
Because it had round doors. It had a little hole to climb out of the house. And from outside you could see it was barrels.
Yeah.
And we didn't notice this the first time when we...
Because we came through the main door and then this was like a side section of the house that you would have had to walk past the house to see.
Yeah.
But we walked directly into it, so we didn't see that there were barrels there.
Yes.
Or an entrance exit spot where you could go in and out of the barrel.
So that was a very special moment when we discovered that this is the Hufflepuff entrance. And it's in Finland.
It's in Finland. Who would have guessed? It was so fun. We did that right after we cackled like crazy people in the...
Yes. Oh my god. We have been throughout this week now posting already quite a few things that you guys seem to very much enjoy.
Yeah.
There's so much more that we are still going to share with you because there's so many moments and pictures that are really nice.
Yeah. Plus we'll tell you guys what we're going to do after this too a little bit later.
So right now we are still, while we record this in Finland, but tomorrow we are actually heading off to London.
Yeah.
And we do all the Harry Potter stuff there that is hopefully just as interesting as this conversation right now.
Yeah. And we'll report on back on that later. But Mel's been to London before, but I've never been to London because this is my first time traveling internationally across the Atlantic. These are all new things for me.
Yeah.
And partially why I wanted to do all the super Finnish things so I could experience Finnish. The other thing I did was we tried some like licorice flavored things. Licorice is a very popular thing here. Yes,
you tried memmi.
I know, I tried memmi too.
Which is a dessert.
It was gross.
It's a great treasure of Finland.
Yeah,
anyone who knows it will know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, we tried memmi and I did not like that. But I did like licorice flavored things. Those were good.
Yeah.
Everything I've had that's been licorice flavors I like. But I knew that I liked that stuff anyway, so that's fine.
We also went to a bar and experienced karaoke. Although, there anymore for the karaoke. Okay,
you wanted me to be there. Yeah. So that way I would sing a song in Finnish.
Yeah.
At karaoke.
Scratch that. Okay.
Listeners, if you want to hear me sing a song in Finnish for karaoke, go ahead over to patreon.com/puffcast and maybe I'll do that if we get enough people.
Okay. I don't think anyone wants to hear that, but that's fine.
I think there's an audience for that.
Do you want to hear it? Yes?
Yeah, Nasu. Nasu the dog says yes.
She does look a very bit skeptical and wonders what we are doing.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
We saw my favorite thing in all of Turku yesterday. The giant daisy.
That we did. Juliana is probably the only person in this entire world that was excited, like this excited about the giant daisy.
You know, David from Crooked Wands actually responded to my post and sent me a DM saying, I can see why you were so excited about this. So David also is a fan of the giant daisy.
That is the funny thing, though. Americans are really excited about big things.
Oh, yeah. If I can find, like, a giant pistachio nut or, like, a giant, like, shoe, count me in.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see this, like, big, huge thing that's just, like, it's so big it looks ridiculous.
It's a really weird thing that you guys do.
I just think they're so funny.
Yeah. Speaking of giant things, you also saw a very special creature today.
I did. It's the most stunning piece of artwork that all of Turku has to offer, even outshining the giant daisy,
I say. Wow.
I mean, the butt crack really drives it home.
What did you see?
But I think, is it Posanka? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, that's it.
It's a giant pink rubber duck slash pig combination with a huge butt crack and a giant big curly pink tail and a giant pink nose. And it's probably at least like 4 Juliana's high.
Yeah, it is really big.
Yeah, it's very large. I did not think it was that big.
Yeah. Around Christmas time, they actually put a Christmas hat on it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's very nice. I love it.
It's such a beautiful piece of artwork. If you ever come to Turku, friends, you have to go see this.
Maybe this is a good spot to either take a break or end this recording for now and then do a second part after London.
Ooh, okay. Well, let's leave our listeners with something. We'll just tell them briefly like what we're going to do when we're in London. Give them a preview.
Yes.
Per se.
Okay. So tomorrow we are flying over to London.
Yes.
The day after that, we go actually to visit the studio tour, the Harry Potter studio tour. We will have some fancy tea party over there.
Yes, we booked our tea tickets for that already.
Then we will visit the shop and go nuts in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will visit the studio tour itself.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Sarah, who's also joining us, who's also a patron of the show. So hello, Sarah. She'll actually be joining us along with our friend Ev.
Yes, Ev is gonna be there too, which is great. It's the first time we are meeting her as well. The rest of the trip, we will spontaneously see what we do. We have the Mina Lima shop, the new one, on mind.
Yes, platform 9 3/4, obviously.
Yes, of course. There are several locations that are either film locations or inspired, that she was inspired by.
I don't plan on this being my last trip to London or Finland either.
No, it's been fun to have you here, so.
Yeah, it's been fun to be here. It definitely was like a lot of traveling and a lot of like work planning everything, but I think it definitely was all worth it.
Yeah. We are being a little bit tired, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
Most fun I think we're still gonna have now in London when we have all the Harry Potter stuff to discover and experience together. So
I mean, the giant daisy was pretty fun, like, not gonna lie. We had a lot of fun in that witch's hut too.
Oh, I think that was one of the biggest highlights we had so far.
Because that was such a surprise and it really got us both really good.
Yeah.
We both were very surprised.
Yes, we were.
But yeah, I think it's been really nice.
Yeah.
It's been really awesome for me to meet in person with you. That sentence made no sense, but you know what? That's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
Mel.
Yeah.
Until next time, stay puffy.
And come to Finland and visit us.
Yeah. Or just Mel, because I'm leaving.
Or just me. That's fine, too. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah. Always.
I'm leaving until Mel has me move back here.
Okay.
Bye!
Bye!
Okay. So, after we left Finland, Mel, you and I and our friend Sarah all went up to London.
Yes.
And we met up on the second day, technically, that we were there. We spent, like, a day traveling, and then we landed in London, pretty much went to bed, and then got up the next day and met up with, for the first time in real life, our longtime friend, Ev, which was really exciting.
On the first day, we actually went to the Warner Brothers Studio Tour, the making of Harry Potter, which is exciting. The very thing we started with. Going through the shop a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's where I finally got my Hufflepuff robes with my name stitched on it. I am so proud of it now. I put it immediately on and I felt like, yep, now I am a proper witch.
Yep. And then we finally matched, Jumel, because I had brought my robes over.
Yes, it was so nice.
Yeah.
So after we were done with the shop, which was more of a shopping trip for you guys, I was just waiting forever to get my robes until they were done. There were some problems with the machine that was like stitching up my name and stuff. We actually had an afternoon tea, which was really nice, I think. How did you like the afternoon tea that is served at the studio tour now?
So for those of you who have been to the studio tour, there's actually a little spot off to the right of the Chocolate Frog Cafe. It looks like a mini great hall with all the candles floating from the ceiling.
Yeah, it was so pretty.
Yeah, it was really gorgeous, but that's where they hold the afternoon teas, and it is something that you do have to book ahead of time, and they do give you the option of doing a vegan tea or a non-vegan tea. Both Ev and Mel are vegan, I'm vegetarian, and so we opted for two sets of vegan teas, and they do serve you coffee and tea along with all the little scrumptious treats and stuff. And we had this lovely older gentleman who was our waiter, who was very charming and cute.
Yes, he was.
And very nice, and was telling us very adorable stories. So that kind of like added to it. And what was your favorite little treat that we ate? Because I know what mine was.
There were so many of them that were really delicious. I think the nicest one was the chocolate frog brownie, I think.
That was my favorite too, yeah.
It was so good. It was just, when you get this tray of these little sandwiches and treats.
They're all small.
They're all really small. And you think that's not much, but you do get full, like, so quickly. And I don't know, I have eaten, like, probably half of Juliana's side as well, because
she didn't. I wasn't eating the bread. I was eating out the middle, and then
I was definitely fully stuffed, and until I reached the dessert and the chocolate frog brownie, it was so good, but I couldn't finish it anymore. It was just so much.
It was so rich, too.
But they were all really pretty, and the detail, how they designed the little things. The tiny frog, for example,
it was very cute.
Everything looked so nice and tasted really good. I was so happy with it. So I feel like this would be something that everyone should definitely go and try. I recommend it definitely. The other girls also really liked it. I wouldn't mind going again.
Yeah, I thought it was nice.
It was a nice start to our day there. And after we have eaten.
Yeah.
And we were full and happy. We had a very special moment. Juliana and me. Let's dive into it right away, because this tour, for everyone who has been at the studio tour, or those who haven't, if you don't want any spoilers, maybe skip ahead a little bit so you're not...
Or a lot.
So the surprise is not taken away.
Yeah, this whole thing's probably going to have a lot of, like, what you would probably consider spoilers for the studio tour. Yeah. So maybe come back and listen to this later, at a later date, if you don't want to be spoiled for anything, because we're just going to be talking about what we did, so...
So... For me, this was the third time in the studio tour, and I already knew, of course, what was going to happen, but Juliana would have been there for the first time.
I had no idea.
I just wanted to make sure that she gets the best experience. So I made sure that when we were let into the little cinema where you are still watching a little movie of the making of the whole movies, preparing you for entering the studio tour, I made sure that we would all sit in the very first row. Because there is the screen that you are very close to, you're watching it, but towards the end, and now there is the spoilers coming, so skip ahead if you don't want to hear it. The screen will, like, go up, and you suddenly see the actual doors of the Great Hall in front of you. And that was the moment where Juliana burst into tears.
I was already crying. Well, because what they did, too, is they show you a picture of the Great Hall on the screen.
Yes.
And then as they roll it up, you go from looking at a picture of it to actually seeing it there in person.
Yes.
I will say, it looks smaller than I was expecting, but I mean, a lot of the props, I feel like things were, like, scaled down. I could see, like, 11-year-old standing in front of it and it looking as big as it did in the movie, so I was like, okay, that makes more sense.
Maybe,
like,
that's why it looks bigger to us, because the kids are, of course, much shorter than us in the movie, so maybe that's why. But we see these doors, and I'm already thinking, oh my god.
I'm already crying.
Because there is always a person who's introducing you to the tour, taking over and interacting with you. So we had this wonderful lady called Ginny. We will talk about her a little bit more later. I knew already that she is going to pick two people. And I was really hoping that she would pick Juliana, because this would have been perfect. But I was thinking, nah, the chances are very small. They usually pick, like, children. And she said, I think I need two Hufflepuffs to open these doors. And then she grabbed me and Juliana, and we were both losing it.
Well, she said that, and it didn't even register in my brain at all. And
I was like, is she talking to us?
I thought there were kids behind us that were Hufflepuffs or something. Like, I was just like, yeah, okay. That's kind of the same attitude I had going into the wand choosing thing. Like, when the guy from Ollivander's, like, made eye contact with me, I was like looking around. I'm like, is he actually looking at me? And had the same reaction when Ginny grabbed both of us, and then we started, like, properly crying, like, really?
Yes.
Just letting it bawl.
I think because we were dressed up in our robes and had our wands and everything, she probably thought those two look perfect for the spot. So she picked us. We were standing at the door and holding the handles. And while she was still having some words that I do not remember because I was completely freaking out, we were crying, looking at each other, holding.
I don't remember what the heck she said. No idea.
And then we were allowed to push open the doors, and with that, opening the studio tour to the group that we entered the whole thing with.
Yeah.
And that moment was just so special. We had several people coming towards us afterwards saying that seeing you both opening those doors made me cry too. They enjoyed it so much that we were so excited and so happy, because that was truly
magical.
I did not expect this to happen.
I had no idea.
I was hoping it would happen for you, but that we would both be chosen. What are the odds? And it was amazing. So that is definitely the biggest highlight of our entire trip.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing else that could have topped that anymore.
Oh, it was just such an amazing, like, moment, too. I remember we both went up to Ginny afterwards. We were like, the odds that you would pick us.
Yeah.
Mel was trying to, like, explain, like, Juliana's not, she's from America, she doesn't go here. The fact that you chose us for this is just amazing.
Yeah.
Anyone who knows Ginny, we're trying to get in contact with her and, like, leave her a big old thank you. I made sure the people at the Warner Bros. Studio Tour, I wrote them an email saying how wonderful she was.
Yeah.
So hopefully they can get her some recognition. But if you know her, if you work at the Studio Tour, tell her that we love her and give her a hug.
We definitely left a little bit of an impression on her, because she did remember us still at the end of the tour, but we are not going to jump ahead right now. But
well, she was so sweet too when we got into the hall, because she was like letting us take pictures with her and the chocolate frog, and then she was like, come on girls, I'm gonna take your picture in front of the Hufflepuff section, and she was like hustling us around and just being so sweet, and she gave us like little buttons that said Harry, happy birthday Harry.
The rest of the staff was also really lovely. We were getting pins, we were getting the little crumbled up note that has Harry's name in it from the Goblet of Fire, and little sweet things like this. And you could just tell with every person, not just the staff, but also the people that were visiting the studio tour, they are just happy to be there and are excited and enjoying this place. And it's just so nice to be in a place like that, that is filled with people that are like you, that are just as excited and happy that you are there and that you see these things, and that we could all share this together was just, it was great. So this was definitely the most special trip that I have had there so far.
Yeah.
It was great.
And the number of people too who were like, because obviously we posted that video of us on our Instagram, Mel. People have been like, it's so cute, I'm crying watching this. Like, yeah, we were crying too. As you can tell, we look a hot mess after we get into the Great Hall.
Still thinking about it, it still like makes us like at least for me, it still makes me almost start crying all over again.
If I go watch it, I might cry, don't worry.
Yeah,
or the video of us meeting, Mel, the video of us meeting and the video of us walking into the Great Hall, like if you played that right now, I'd be bawling.
I mean, anyone who gets the chance to open those doors, if they are not beyond thrilled, then something isn't right, because opening these doors for everyone to this tour is just so special, beyond special. I can't even put this into words, because this opens up the magical world for everyone. That is how Harry enters Hogwarts, and how he's presented with suddenly his home and his new family, and what it just means. It's just, it's so huge.
Yeah, and it's the real doors too. It's the ones that they actually use.
Yes, it's the real actual doors. It's, and not we like, touched them and we could open them, and it's just crazy.
Yeah. It's not even like Universal, you go in, it's the imitation version. Like, this is the real thing.
Yes. That is why the studio tour is just so special, because every single thing that you see in the tour is the original prop. Mm-hmm. So all the sets, everything, that is exactly what they had in the movie.
Yeah.
So there are so many different scenes and things that you can see throughout the door, and interactions that you can do. And when we were now there, as we have mentioned before, it was the special...
Mandrakes and Mischief, or like...
Yes.
Magical Creatures. It's pretty much the Mandrakes and Magical Creatures, kind of like Greenhouse / Magical Creatures exhibition that they were doing.
So throughout the year, they have several months where they have special themes going on, and this was the one that was having the big, and I think it's permanent, addition to the tour, the greenhouse, where you can pull out the mandrakes and you can just hear them scream. And that was another wonderful experience, I think, just to be able to pull them up and be in there. I mean,
yeah,
it was perfect for us Hufflepuffs.
Well, movie two is my favorite movie, and that's really where the greenhouse actually gets its glory. And the mandrakes are obviously for movie two. We got to see the original costuming for Professor Sprout and also the students for that scene, which is also... Yes. Right behind it. I will say, though we had a lovely time in the greenhouse, that is the only unenjoyable job in, I think, all of the wizard. Because the poor person who has to stand behind the mandrakes the whole day, as people just pull them and they scream the entire day.
Yeah.
That's the only job I would not want.
I actually asked her, are you haunted in the night by these screams? And she said, yep.
They follow me around.
Because you have to hear it all day for several hours.
Yeah, that was really cool too. They also had to have a nice conversation with the gentleman who had the troll costume, and he was showing us how the face worked, which was very cool.
Oh my goodness, yes. He was showing us everything in so much detail that you could not really see in the movie.
Oh god, no.
Or when it's just standing there, but he was like opening up the eyes. You could really see the pupils and the mouth and all of that. He was just really showing it out in detail. And those are the small things I think we both live for.
Yeah.
That you can't just see every day or just from the movie. It's just when you are there and you have the prop and you can really see it, it's just a whole different level of, it's just exciting to see. And the things you learn with everyone that works there has such a vast amount of knowledge. Yeah. It makes me feel like I don't have any clue of what's going on. So if you think that we know a lot, those people really, they know everything. It's insane what they have saved up in their memory. Yeah, they provide you with all sorts of random info, and it's just amazing. So if you are there, don't be afraid to just talk with them. They will be happily telling you anything you want to know or you didn't even know that you wanted to know.
Yeah, I mean, we had a conversation with one of the staff members. I don't know if you were there with us, Mel, or if it was just like Ev and I, but we were talking to her and she's like, this is like my dream job. I get to be a Harry Potter nerd full time. This job is great. It's all people who are like that. They love Harry Potter as much as we do, and it's nice.
Yeah.
So, Warner Brothers, if you're hiring,
we would love it.
We would love to come be staff members there. Just not in the Mandrakes and Mischief in the greenhouse. I don't want to work in the greenhouse. I'll work anywhere else.
I opt out of the Dark Forest part.
Mel doesn't like... She did not like the spiders at all.
No. As much as I enjoy the look of it all. It looks amazing.
It's so cool.
I hate the moment when the spiders come down. That is the worst for me.
There's so many of them.
And it's the second time that I saw this now, and it's just nope, 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 nope. One of the staff members was laughing his butt off when he saw my reaction when I was just screeching, even though I knew exactly what would happen.
And I was like, oh yeah. I thought it was so cool.
Yes. So That is amazing and at the same time the creepiest, most unenjoyable part of the studio tour for me, because I'm having a huge fear of spiders, but...
They're so big.
What in general was your favorite spot to see? I mean, we have done so many things in there.
Yeah, there's so many things. I mean, I love seeing platform 9 3/4. I really loved the forest because it's so immersive. You walk between those giant gates and then you enter the forest area there and you have Buckbeak and a few other non-spider items that are hanging out down there. But it was really cool just to see all of the set, like set piece wise, Dumbledore's office, because it's so intricate and well thought out and it's so detailed. They didn't even use most of it.
Yeah, there's so much to see that you don't even notice in the movie necessarily, unless you have been watching it a billion times and you are really checking for the details. But there is so much hidden in this, in the tour as well, in general in the whole place. They always have little golden snitches, for example, that are randomly hanging in spots and you have to try and find them. And in Dumbledore's office there is the sort of Gryffindor that you might not see immediately and you have to find it, and those kinds of things. And now they have also changed it up a little bit. So for me, it's been always a couple of years in between when I have been there, and they always change something up or have an addition to it. So it's always fun to see the changes in there. You could, for example, now, and we have some lovely pictures of Juliana, for example, having her head over the Pensieve, which you couldn't do before.
Yeah.
And you could actually touch it and put your head there. And it was just so fun to see how everyone was trying to imitate this scene of Harry putting his head in there.
Yeah, I really loved that. And I did find quite a love for one thing that's probably an underrated prop and something that only I was in love with, because apparently Americans love big things. But the giant pendulum that's part of the clock tower, I was shocked.
Really pretty.
I was like, it's so gorgeous. It's so wonderful. I'm sure not everyone has that reaction, because it's really not like a major part of the Harry Potter movies, and it's definitely not really like in the book much or at all, but to me I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I was taken aghast by it.
There is so many items in this place that are surprisingly actual working parts that are moving, like Lupin's suitcase packs itself. Mm-hmm. It's all electronic. The big door of
the chamber,
the chamber. It's so interesting to see these things in real life.
Or even just see like Molly's knitting needles knitting themselves as you pass by the Weasley kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen, so many things. There are buttons that you can push so they start to move. So the dishes are washing themselves. There's a knife chopping stuff and that kind of thing.
Get the potion stirring itself.
Yes, in the potions classroom, for example, you also have a lot of cauldrons. They're stirring themselves with lights and everything. It's really beautifully made. So it's every corner has something interesting to discover.
Yeah, it was awesome to like walk on the bridge and everything. That was really cool. Oh, I loved it.
I wish that if I hadn't been so full from the afternoon tea before, I would have loved to try even more of the foods, because the middle section of the tour has like a much bigger area now where you can have a sit down and have some butter beer and some food. And they had several vegan items that I did not have the capacity anymore to try even. So next time I'm going, I will try those. But what did you think of the butter beer, Juliana?
I thought it was like fine. I'm not a butterbeer person. So I was like, it's okay. Yeah. Like there's nothing like exciting about it. There's nothing that I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. But I'm just like, it's a butterscotch drink, or kind of like a slightly sweeter uncarbonated cream soda in a way. I'm not going to be like Harry, Ron, and Hermione, like clamoring to get out and go down to the Three Broomsticks and get it. I did get my stein though. So that's kind of what I wanted, because I have a stein from Universal, which is different than the one that's from the studio tour. And then we also kind of got a different variation in the photograph of the exhibition in a way. So I now have three steins.
There's different forms of it.
Yeah.
And those were having the newer design.
With like the butterfly thingy on it.
Yeah, the first two times that I was there, the cups had a different design and the shape of them was a bit different as well. And they have changed that up a bit. So it's actually nice to have a different version of it now. And I'm starting to have a bit of a collection.
Yeah.
Whenever I will have a Harry Potter party, I guess I will have more and more cups now. Every time I'm going there, I try to take them. We took also some that were just randomly left behind from other people. Yeah. We washed them out and took them home. So
it's a butterbeer party. I mean, people, I think people just didn't realize that you could take them home, because I feel like there's a lot of people maybe. Who are a little bit not as intense of Harry Potter fans as we are and don't like know that you take them home and probably were thinking like, oh, they reused them, so we'll just leave them on the table so they can come pick them up and everything. But no, you take them home.
You know, maybe we should have a, what's the word?
A Butterbeer party?
A voting people telling us, like, does it taste the way you expected it? Or did you like it or did you not like it? Because I always find it interesting to see the reaction of people, because I was thinking it would taste much different. And it's kind of underwhelming. I understand what you mean.
I think I was expecting more notes of, like, caramel, like a thicker caramel taste. Yes,
because it's described so lovely and it just...
It just was fine. I think it's okay. Yeah,
so I have definitely made much better butterbeer versions at home than the actual one in the studio tour. So,
Well, I'm interested too, because when I went to Universal in Orlando, I had the hot butterbeer. And when we were there, because they only had the regular butterbeer, so I tried that.
Yes.
But I'm going to the New York store, which I've been told is another format. People who have been to all these places told me that the New York store tastes different than the other ones too. So we'll be trying that one in November when we go to the New York store. So stay tuned for that as well.
Another new addition that they have is, of course, the Gringotts corner, where you see an animation of the dragon coming towards you, which is very impressive. I don't know how you felt about it. I loved it.
Oh,
I had to watch it a second time right away. That was really great. That was done brilliantly.
Yeah, they did a nice job.
Yeah, and several photo ops where you could basically place yourself, or was that in the exhibition later?
I think
where you can stand in a certain angle and it looks like you are
the forest perspective,
having the sword in your hand and you are getting the cup from the Gringotts vault.
Oh yeah, yes. They did have that. Yeah. Well, and they had the forced perspective one too, where they showed how they made Bobby Coltrane look so big, comparatively speaking, to the kids.
Oh. And the dragon hatching.
Yeah, Norberta.
I haven't even seen those pictures yet. Yeah, so that was another addition that was really nice to see.
Yeah.
The Gringotts bank itself was really beautiful. We took some really silly pictures there as well. That was just amazing to walk through.
Yeah.
And you see the goblins standing behind the desk or up on the desks. You really felt like you were walking into this movie.
Yeah.
And you were really going to go to your vault to pick up your money.
Like, comparatively speaking, between Orlando and here, just in authenticity and, like, niceness-wise, the studio tour definitely wins most of the time, because it's, like, the nice items that were made. They're not play toys like in Orlando.
Okay.
Because it's, like, the touchable, throwing around version, and this is, like, the nice, collectible, keep behind glass version.
Because it's the original stuff.
Yeah, and the Orlando people knew that, like, this is a place where people are going to come and they're going to touch things and be part of the world, and, like, that's what it's made for. I will say, though, out of everything that we saw, they actually did a really great job at the Orlando Gringotts, because it feels really, like, oddly similar. Like, it feels, like, almost oddly similar. Like, if you pay attention, you definitely can feel the difference in some of the details. You can definitely tell, like, oh yeah, that's like real crystals on the ceiling, as opposed to in the Gringotts in Orlando, I'm sure it's not real crystals and everything.
Yeah.
The other parts of the sets and everything are vastly different, like Diagon Alley and the vault. Like, anything else that they've recreated in Orlando is vastly different, but they actually did, like, a strikingly good job, I will say, with the Gringotts in Orlando. So,
okay, interesting.
Yeah, that was the only portion of the whole thing where I was like, wow, they really hit the nail on the head. The rest of it, I was like, yeah, definitely there are quite a bit of differences happening here.
Okay, so after that, we are at some point coming through Diagon Alley, which is always nice to see. This is, of course, a big difference to Orlando for sure, because there you can go into some of the stores in, like, Ollivander's and get your wand, Juliana.
Yeah. Well, and it's, like, so much shorter, too. Like, this one is only, like, one story tall, and, like, that one's, like, three stories tall for everything.
Yeah, so in the studio tour, you have the set, of course, standing, and you cannot touch it, you cannot go in. It just looks it really looks beautiful.
Yeah.
I love always to look into those windows, and it's really worth looking into the windows, because there's so much details everywhere. It's amazing. But for me, next to the very beginning, when you get to the tour, and you open these doors, and you get into the Great Hall, it starts with a big, big, amazing thing, and it ends with a great, big, amazing thing. Every time you come to the end, and you see the big Hogwarts
scaled replica of the Hogwarts castle that they use for, like, flyover scenes, or panning shots where they had to actually have a full created Hogwarts grounds and not just little bits and pieces that they've kind of sectioned off into other set pieces. And so that way they can do like what Ginny was telling us, the scene where you fly into the greenhouse and how it was shot in like three different sections. There was the flyover at the castle. There was some other thing that was happening between then. And then there was the actual entry into the greenhouse with the kids in the set that we saw. It's a multi-process process.
So coming into this room where you have this ginormous Hogwarts standing and it's a full thing.
Yeah, it's at least two stories tall.
It always makes me tear up, and it's the perfect ending to the studio tour every time, no matter how often you see it. And you can just walk around it, you slowly like go downwards to the lower floor and you walk around it, and as you are in this room the light is changing from day to night and the lights go on in the little castle and everything. It's just so pretty. And that's where we met Ginny again from the very beginning, who led us opening the doors to the hall. And she immediately came to us. Hey,
she kinda, like, there you are again. The back of the room, like a little like mischievous elf. She was like, hello, friends. And we're like, oh boy. We gave her a nice big hug.
Do you want some more information? And then she got her laser pointer out and she explained so many things to us that, again, the amount of knowledge that everyone has and the enthusiasm is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I think to remember she said that she has been working there for 8 or 10 years or something by now.
Yeah.
So she has seen all the changes in the tour and the additions, and it was really nice to hear her commentary to these things and her knowledge. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was such a nice little added bonus, like something that you're not necessarily guaranteed on the studio tour in any capacity, but it was such a nice addition, again, because everyone is so passionate about it, and we love Ginny. She's the only Ginny who spells her name like that, apparently, or the only Ginny that's there.
She's the true Ginny.
Yeah, she's the true Ginny.
Everyone you meet throughout the tour is just so amazing, and it's just so nice to see how excited everyone is to be there.
Yeah.
And I kind of, the last two times now that I've been there, I kind of have been a bit more brave and just jump into conversations with people. And I don't know how many people you have talked to, but I have talked with so many people throughout this entire trip, but especially in the tour. Because you constantly pop into people that are standing in front of something and they have no idea what it is or how to explain this to their child. And that's where I feel like, hey, I know some stuff too. I can just jump in and just explain it. So I had this situation where a kid was asking the dad, what is this thing on the shirt? And it was a Pygmy Puff. And he had no idea. He could not explain it. He was like, I have no idea. And I said that, oh, this is a Pygmy Puff. And then I gave a lecture of what Pygmy Puffs are and where they come from and what they're doing. And
then bought a robe that looks like a Pygmy Puff.
Yes. So those are, I think, the most fun little things to do also if you're just there to. And it's been fun to do that. And
yeah, connecting with other fans.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we're here too, Mel. We both love that connection that we can, like, one, have with each other, and two, have with other people who are really into Harry Potter and things like that. And to get to experience that on, like, an in-person level, not only just, like, over the internet, is something that is really amazing. And why you also need to come with me to Orlando, because there are so many other people there too.
Oh, I definitely will, but it's just gonna take a bit of time.
I know, we both have no money. Both of us are collectively broke.
Oh my goodness. We have spent so much money in London. So many goodies of different places. Yeah, I think we got something from every place we went to.
Yeah, I definitely did. The only thing that stopped me was the amount of space I had in my luggage. That was pretty much the ending factor, was, Juliana, can you fit this in your luggage?
Okay, maybe moving on from the studio tour, we have seen a couple of other things that we still want to hit on.
Yeah.
So we have also been at the Mina Lima, the new shop that they have, the new location that they have opened. There was quite a few really lovely items that we saw in there, but we did not buy them because they were a bit more expensive.
Yeah.
Except Sarah, she definitely bought two
pretty pricey pieces of art.
Signed pieces of art of the Niffler and I think Pickett.
Pickett? Yeah, I think so.
Yes, they were really lovely.
Yeah. I know you and I settled on some more budget-friendly options when it came to what we purchased.
Yes, I got a little notebook from Beetle the Bard. Mm-hmm. That was really pretty.
They make greeting cards that have their prints on them. I didn't see the chocolate frog card as a bigger print anyway, but it's like a little, maybe like 5-inch by 7-inch greeting card. And I actually framed it. It's up on my wall with the many other chocolate frog items that Juliana bought.
I unfortunately do not remember the name of the guy behind the register, but
he was so sweet.
He was calling everyone a darling and sweetheart, and it was so fun to talk with him. Again, the staff was just absolutely fabulous. They were so sweet.
Yeah.
They are also just so full of knowledge, and you can tell they love to work there. It's their dream jobs, and I am jealous to not be able to work there, because I don't live in London.
Yeah, I don't want to live in London.
I don't want to live in London. That's the problem also.
I don't
want to
live in London.
But... yeah, it was nice to see the new location. It's different.
It was smaller than I was expecting. I don't know. I thought it was at least 3 stories, but maybe that was their old location.
That was the old location.
Yeah.
You could walk up several floors. And I have in my memory, the rooms in the old place were much brighter and this one was much darker.
Yeah, there was really no windows at all. They had the front window, but it was fully covered, so...
yeah, and there was a bit of a line to get in.
Yeah, nothing too substantial, though.
No,
maybe
not
like
too much, but...
10, 15 minutes of waiting, possibly.
They don't want to have it overrun by people, I suppose, and it's smarter to have it sectioned off. But it was nice to see. They have also some of the original props and designs there that they have created behind glass that you could look at, and they were really fun. Especially those that have more like text and details on them that you don't even see in the movies, but you can see them there. And they are fully like the work that they put into those is amazing. So it's definitely worth seeing those as well.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then after we did that, Mel, we went over to the photographic exhibition, which is the one that's been open for about a year now. I want to say a little over a year in the back of this. Not Trafalgar. What's the other square that's in London? It starts with a C. It's like...
oh, is it Camden Market?
Camden Market, yes. It's at the back of that. That marketplace is very bustling, and there was a lot going on in London, but that was a nice, relaxing place to kind of escape to.
It was kind of hidden away, and I think that's why it was very quiet in there.
Yeah.
And I think not everyone is really aware of that it's even existing or that it's there. It was very empty. There was a handful of people, but I mean, it was nice to have not so much people around you. It was much nicer to go through that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there were a couple of props that you could use and pose. We have some lovely pictures there. I don't know how much of them we have shared already.
We shared the nice one of you picking Hagrid's nose. That's a winner.
Oh, right. Yes, that's something I always wanted to do. And you cannot tell me that there's not more people out there that would have wanted to do that. So if you have the chance...
you can go pick Hagrid's nose too if
you
like.
Go pick his nose. So they had lots of information.
Yeah.
If you want to read all of that, take your time. You will definitely need it. There's several props that you can stand at or in and take pictures with. And there is several photo options that someone will take pictures of you from the staff. So you could sit, for example, on a broom, which was the first time for us to sit on it. And it was super uncomfortable. And I have no idea.
Yeah, the seat was not... whenever they made that broom, they put the seat in the wrong position. That's really all it was.
I don't know.
If they put the seat in the right position, you shouldn't have to sit on the edge to get in the right spot for the photo. I think that's the problem.
I guess they made it so that everyone kind of, if you're taller or not, I don't know.
Idea.
It was very uncomfortable to sit on that thing.
Yeah, it was weird.
But it was still a fun experience to do so. And you could pose in front of a suitcase and they would like insert you into a graphic and you could purchase those pictures. And Juliana and me...
yeah, we got a winner.
Oh, we definitely had a winner. I have never looked that freaky. I don't even know what happened there.
The Zoo was coming for us, so... yeah.
But we didn't even know that because they were not telling you exactly what was going on. They were just saying, look at that point, look at that way, and do this. And then we did what we were told to do. And then only later on the screen, we were seeing what they were actually doing with us. And suddenly we were attacked by a Zowu, which was really fun. There were different options you could pick from. And then basically buy a bundle of it for a certain price. What we did, we got also a Ministry of Magic identity card with our pictures, which was fun. That's something I did not have in my collection yet, but now I do, and Juliana too. And the whole exhibition, I think, was very interesting. I was just personally a little bit too tired from the day to read everything. There was a lot of info and videos to watch, and probably worth your time, I would say. And the whole tour in the end ends with the Butterbeer Bar.
The only one in London.
The only one in London.
Or England. I think the only one in Europe.
Yes, I think so.
There's only two. There's that one, and then there's the one that's in the New York store. So, yeah, the only one on that half of the globe, I guess, on that side of the Atlantic.
Yes. We found a great spot there. We were sitting in a...
Barrel?
Barrel of sorts?
Yeah, with bubbling water that kind of looked like butterbeer, but definitely was water.
Yeah, so we had some more butterbeer there and some other snacks, which was great. And there was also a small shop that you can still buy trinkets. Yeah. Again, basically the same stuff as you can buy at the Platform 9¾ shop or in the studio tour. It's all like official merchandised stuff that you can get there. There wasn't really too much new stuff in there that I haven't seen before or that would have been really exclusive to the place. Or do I remember this wrong?
No, just overall, generally speaking, when it comes to the merchandise options, like, there really weren't too many, like, exclusive merchandise pieces. There were definitely, obviously, the steins that we got specifically at the studio tour and at the exhibition at the Butterbeer Bar, and, like, the Butterbeer bottles that were specific to there as well, too. And then at the studio tour, they did have which I bought one piece of, was the Harry Potter London black clothing / pin collection, where actually I got the pin and I got the sweatshirt.
Yes.
Okay, so I got that. And they had like a spirit jersey and they had like a mug and like a hat and stuff like that. They didn't have any of the Fantastic Beasts wands or anything like that out yet.
No. Oh, yeah. That is something we haven't even talked about yet. That was really...
Or merch really at all.
Yeah. There has never really in general been much merchandise for Fantastic Beasts. And then
Secrets of Dumbledore is kind of like really...
There's really nothing.
Yeah, they're putting lacking to a whole new medium. Meaning.
Yeah, so that is really a bit sad. And I was really, really hoping that I would be able to get Jacob's wand somewhere. But there wasn't. Not yet, at least. I guess that those replicas from the Noble Collection probably come out sometime later still. Because I have talked to the staff about it in all the places that we were. And all of them pretty much said the same, that it's somehow not out yet. And we probably still have to just wait for it. So
I'm wondering, because it's supposed to come out, I think, pretty soon. I'm going to look at the Noble Collection. Oh, it ships on October 15th.
Oh, okay.
So if you'd like to get any of the Secrets of Dumbledore specific wands, are shipping on October 15th from the Noble Collection.
All right. But they have had many, many more editions. They have had the house-themed wands everywhere. Mm-hmm. They had several different creatures, like the Bowtruckle wand, the Thestral wand. I bought the Thestral wand. I love this wand.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
And I finally got my Sirius wand that I always wanted to have.
Yeah.
Several different options nowadays, which is really nice.
Yeah. I'm surprised, actually, that the studio tour doesn't have its own, like, location-specific wand, because the Universal has one that they come out with every year. So I would think that, like, as being, like, the other flagship kind of spot for Harry Potter in the globe, like, they would also maybe have their own exclusive wand, but they don't, so.
I keep thinking maybe these are just very American kind of things to do.
Possibly. I mean, Warner Brothers, I'm pretty sure, is an American company, so...
Because that is, like, a constant thing with whatever editions are coming out of the books or the DVDs, that every location has their own version of it. And that's such an American thing to do that I could see why that is happening with the special wand as well, which is a really cool idea with the wand, I think.
Yeah, they only do that once a year. It's not like with the Secret to Dumbledore DVD where, like, you get the Target edition or the Amazon edition or the Best Buy edition. You get, like, different things. Like we kind of just briefly talked about with the merch. One of the other places we got merch was the Platform 9 and 3 Quarters shop, which it's right behind at the back in the platforms, and
it's at the King's Cross station.
Yeah. Which was very cool to see too, because I'd never been there either. So
yeah, so it's right there next to Platform 9 and 10, which is not the original film location. That is between 4 and 5, I think. But we didn't even go there to check it out because
it's
we
so
didn't
crowded,
have
though.
Yeah, it was so many
it's a
people.
Functioning rail station.
Yeah, we were in the Platform 9 and 3 Quarters shop, which is always a nice place to be, but it's extremely full. It was so hard to get through.
Yeah, it's not a big shop either.
No, it's kind of like two sections of the shop. Mm-hmm. This year I have noticed that so many of the shirts with lovely prints on them are catered to children, which is so sad.
Yeah.
Why is there so much of that when you can clearly see so many adults are in this shop and they are all looking at it and everyone says, oh, this is only kids' size.
And we like, have the money. We're the people with the money.
I mean, it makes no sense to me. They have lots of different items and candies and things, which is lovely. I think to remember that in that shop, it's a little bit more expensive than when you are in the studio tour.
I'm hard to gauge with because I was buying in pounds, so I genuinely can't gauge well.
I think it was that way, that it's maybe not that much more, but it's still, if you want to save a tiny bit of money, you might want to buy these things in the studio tour shop. But still, a really lovely location. I always love the way they have decorated this place. If you look around, and especially up on the ceiling, it's just so beautiful to walk in there and you immediately feel like you are in a magical shop. It's amazing.
Yeah. One item that we all sought out, which was the brand new dark chocolate frogs, which for anyone listening who's a vegan, they are vegan, can confirm. Mel checked it out. We looked at the ingredients. Everything is good.
So I have learned about that in America, the dark chocolate frog actually contains milk, which is terrible.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Yeah, so I guess the European version does.
Why is there such a difference? But apparently there are more items like that are in America
probably.
That have dairy or something else, not vegan in them. But in Europe, over here, you can get them dairy-free and vegan. So the chocolate frogs are so yummy. I wish I had bought more. I was so happy that I could finally eat a chocolate frog again and I could collect the cards.
Yeah.
So definitely go check them out if you are there. I think the package, the design is basically the same. It's just that the foiling of it is more of a rose gold, which I think looks even prettier than the other one.
Oh, yeah. As someone who's the connoisseur of chocolate frog items, though, I very much so like the dark chocolate frog coloring.
It looks so much more fancy, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I love it. Yeah. Well, we were there at the shop, too. We also chested out Wizarding World gold, so thank you to Kelly's getting a lot of shout-outs today. Thank you to Kelly for that, and we got the Wizarding World gold exclusive pin for that, which we forgot to get at the studio tour. I've completely forgot.
You keep saying we, Ben, you only mean yourself. Yes, I did not get any pin.
I got the pin, and I forgot at the studio tour. It's got Hedwig on a trunk on a trolley, and it's very cute. So, and it did still work, but I think they're taking that away at the beginning of October, potentially. So, unless you're going in the next like month or so, don't count on getting that.
We don't have to get into this now, but it's just interesting to me that when you were at Orlando, no one even knew what you were talking about, and it did not work for you at all. But over here, it worked, and you got your pins as you were supposed to, so...
Yeah.
I will shout out my little bow truckle that I bought.
Yes.
In the shop. I had him in my pocket and we went to the studio tour at the day that I bought him. And I asked several people, like, could you give me some name suggestions? But I still haven't given him finally a name. So if you guys have any suggestions for a name for a bow truckle that is not Picket.
Well, Sarah suggested Pluckit. Pluck it, pick it, and pluck it.
Send them into my mailbox or on our podcast email or whatever, wherever you want to. Send some name suggestions for my little bow truckle. I would love if it would be nature-inspired somehow. By a tree or a plant or something, that would be really sweet. I'm open to still take some suggestions and then finally make a decision on what to name him.
Mel doesn't want to name it Pluckit. Sarah and I decided it was Pluckit, but you know.
No, I don't like it. And in case that the lovely family that we met on the train towards, that was going to the studio tour on that day, if you are listening, I know that the mom of the family was planning to listen, get in contact with us, because I was supposed to duel your son, and this sounds like a threat now, but it's not meant as a threat. He wanted to duel me, but we both didn't have a wand on us, and we wanted to get one first, and then we didn't see each other anymore in the end in the studio tour, and I would have really loved to have a duel with him, because he was so excited about it. In case you are listening, it would be kind of nice to hear your experience, how you liked the tour and everything, so it would be nice to get back into contact. They were from Germany.
Mel was speaking to anyone who spoke German. Mel was like, okay, it's time for me to now speak German, and I was like, Guten Tag.
I have met so many Germans through the whole trip. It was so fun. And I heard several Finnish people too. When we were in Mina Lima, for example, there was a Finnish family as well. I did not speak to them. I didn't dare to. But everyone that was German, I was immediately like, hey, where are you from exactly?
Yeah.
But that family, they were really sweet. And yeah, it would be nice to hear. What do you think of the tour? What do you think of the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
We have been advertising that day so much with our shirts.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. All three of us.
Sarah, me, Juliana had our Puffcast shirts on, and we were advertising everywhere. And we were like, here, look at us.
Yeah.
Check out Puffcast. And we have actually, I think, found like 3-4 people that were like, oh, okay, I'm going to listen to that.
Yeah, that was nice. So if you're a new listener and you found us through just seeing us around, welcome. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, so nice to have been chatting with you. And if you enjoy this podcast, just get in contact with us. You know, we are here to make friends that are for life. So, all right. So I think we have talked a lot about this trip, and I'm sure there is way more things that we could talk about. Maybe we keep those for random moments throughout the next years.
Whenever
we get to it. But I think we have pretty much at least told a little bit about everything that we have done. Thank you guys out there for like being so excited to see us coming together and being on these adventures and sending so much love and being so excited for us hanging out. Yeah, it was so nice to see the responses from you guys. I was thinking to close up this main discussion, Juliana, we could maybe pick our personal highlights still, if you have any left that we haven't touched on yet.
I mean, I feel like for me, we touched on pretty much all. I mean, like my two big things that stick out, I guess maybe like three things that stick out in my head the most are one, obviously you and I opening the doors to
absolutely
to the Great Hall. That was really amazing. And Mel has proven to me that I am have some weird kind of luck, because the first time and the only times I've ever been to the wand experience, and also this, I get my wand and I get to open doors. So, you know, like I'm just living my best Harry Potter life over here. Like as best friends, like that was just such a nice moment for us. And it was just like, oh my gosh, just crying. And then I think my second favorite moment probably was when we went to the farm and you and I were walking hand in hand together down to the farm. And that was really nice.
Yes, we had that lovely garden party.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had a nice garden party. Baby.
When we recorded our comments about Finland, that is a couple of weeks ago already, when you were actually here. So
yeah, that was that. So yeah, we got some like nice you and me time together to just like chitty chat and like kind of just walk together. And it was really nice.
Yeah.
And then my favorite moment is when I got to meet you for the first time in the airport, Mel. That was my favorite moment, because like I didn't think I was going to cry that much. And it was just so nice. And Yeah,
you pretty much pointed out all the things that I had on my mind as well.
Yeah.
With like small additions, of course, that there were so many favorite little moments throughout this entire time that you were here and that we have shared with our friends and together. Us really meeting properly in person is definitely something special. So we have been doing this together for so long now, and then really standing in front of each other was so strange and so great at the same time. And this will definitely not be the last time that this will happen. It's just gonna take, the next time it's just gonna take a little bit of time, because Juliana has big, big, big plans and many, 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 many plans for when I am coming over to the US. And I have to save up some money for that first. So it's gonna be really expensive, as I have learned from Juliana herself now. And I think I'm gonna spend even more money because Juliana is gonna go nuts with taking me to places.
Yeah, we're definitely going to Universal, and I want to take you to Disney World for at least one day. So you can see the Magic Kingdom, which is, seeing that castle in person is amazing. And also having you walk into Diagon, the big version of Diagon Alley, the overwhelming version of Diagon Alley. That little piece of the puzzle that's been missing since we met, you know, that like little physical connection, like being in the same room piece that I would like to get back.
Yes, it's gonna take a bit of time. But again, also thanks to Sarah and Ev, both of you, having this special trip to the studio tour and everything in London was amazing. And those two were happily filming and taking pictures of us going crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They did a good job taking pictures. And
because we were definitely the ones that were going really silly into... like running across the whole
Sarah took a lot of pictures space. Of me, so thank you, Sarah. Yes.
Thank you for supporting the whole craziness and being part of it and sharing it with us. So it was really nice. I think, unfortunately, Juliana...
Oh, No. I only have two jokes, Mel. You are not getting out
Juliana
of this
is bringing us to what she calls the fun segment, where she's coming back with her Juliana jokes. I am so sorry, people. I think it was a nice episode until now. There's a big no from me in the dock.
It's back.
Let's all sit down, take a breather, hold on to our chair so we don't fall off, and let Juliana shoot her jokes.
Welcome everyone to Juliana's Joke Corner. Welcome back. It's been a while. It's nice to see you here. Thank you for coming. So, I have two jokes for you all today.
All right.
My first joke. What do you call a wizard from outer space?
I feel like I have heard this before, but I, of course, every time I hear a dumb joke, I will forget it immediately because it's just... Tell me.
A flying sorcerer. Like a flying saucer. It's funny.
Yes. I love it. That was...
Thank you. I have another one, too. This is one that you're going to, after I say this, Mel, you're going to be like, you made that up, and I didn't. I found this one online. So here we go. What do you call a great wizard who's bad at American football?
Tell me.
Fumbledore. Like, he fumbles the ball, get it? They drops the ball, he fumbles it. Kind of like in rugby, how they, like, fumble the ball. Fumbledore. He's bad at American football. Or rugby. Take your choice.
That was definitely not funny.
I think it's funny. People who are Americans are going to think it's funny. Just like the whole... People don't know what a U-Haul is if they don't live in America. It's a moving company. I was floored by that. And also rotaries and roundabouts and traffic circles. Wow. They blew my mind.
Yeah, everything blew your mind here in Finland. You were like, oh my god, the Finnish Target.
I was very excited by Finnish Target. I actually never went in Finnish Target. I should have, though.
Whatever Juliana was reading,
Tervetula.
She was like, oh my god, there's a Finnish bakery. Oh, there's a Finnish hairdresser.
It's a Finnish hairdresser, yeah. Finnish antique shops, Finnish stores, Finnish, all these Finnish things.
I don't know, maybe we need a special episode at some point, or a bonus or something where you can still point out those things.
All the Finnish things that I saw, many Finnish things. Thank you very much.
So we're giving over to Buttercup's question of the week, which is a very personal question from me.
Hello, my dear friends. We are finally back from the summer break. It is so nice to see you again. So this week, we would like to ask you to name Melanie's new friend, the boat truckle. Send us your name suggestions through social media or by email at puffcastpod@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, thank you, Buttercup, for that lovely question. And listeners, if you'd like to submit an answer for that quandary that Buttercup and also Mel have, you can send us an email at puffcastpod@gmail.com. You can also send us a DM or a message over on Instagram and Twitter at puffcastpod. And we're over on Facebook at facebook.com/puffcast. If you're looking to listen to any more episodes of Puffcast, you can listen to us on all platforms where pods are cast. You can also support us over on Patreon for as little as $2 a month to get exclusive benefits like bloopers, our newly launched Puffcast Discord, stickers, access to our docs and episodes early, and so much more. And also be part of the amazing charity donation that will be being enhanced, by something coming in the future. So stay tuned for that. But you get to be a part of donating to charity and helping us choose which charity we donate each month. And thank you to our patron Jenna for choosing last month's charity. And if you'd like to do us a solid, you can leave us a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or just a lovely 5-star rating over on Spotify if you so choose. And if you do that, we will read it here and I will send you a sticker plus whatever the heck else is sitting in my sock drawer. And
Eric, there is something for you to look forward to from Juliana's sock drawer. You're welcome.
He's going to be the first one to get one of our new stickers. That'll be exciting.
Yes.
Yeah. But until next time, stay puffy.
And badger on. Yeah. I am so glad we are back.
Yeah, me too, Mel. I miss this.
This is fun. Bye!